All right. So how's the quarantine in France now?
We out for the beginning of the week, so it's basically going back to normal. But you know, we have to wear masks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy, and we'll see what happens next. But for now, it's just the start. Everyone is like really suspicious in the streets, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
How is it going for you?
It's kind of up and down on this end. It's you know, there are a lot of people protesting, and a lot of people they're just out of work and losing their businesses and stuff, and it's the climate's pretty weird, honestly. So my girl and I are really lucky that we're able to work from home, and but a lot of people don't have that. So I don't know. We're just kind of have to see. They're opening up certain states and cities, and then some of the counties in the states are saying that they're not going to open up, and some are, and I don't know. We're not as unified as a country as I would like to be about it.
Are you locked up, or is it done yet?
Right now, we're not technically. We have, so the city that my parents are in Houston, they have a stay at home until maybe next week, but it doesn't mean that they can't, you know, get groceries and things like that. But then they're also reopening some businesses in the state of Texas. So I don't know. It's a little confusing. For the most part, we're wearing masks and just trying to be safe, and we're not going to the bars anytime soon. So
this is the saddest part for everyone, I guess. The fact that we can't go to the bar and see gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
This is the sad part.
Yeah, and that's very sad. There were a lot of concerts that I was going to go to this spring, and now, yeah. I don't know. They're talking all over the place about when we can even start having concerts again. So, we'll just have to see. It is really sad. I miss it tremendously. I love going to see live music.
Yeah, we do too. Well, we don't even know if it's gonna be able to, if we're gonna be able to see gigs till, I don't know, maybe September. We don't know yet, actually.
Yeah, a few things have been.
Like it's ages.
Yeah, yeah, a few things have been rescheduled for the fall over here, and there are a couple of gigs in September that they haven't said anything about it, you know, being canceled or not. And so I think everyone's kind of seeing how the summer's going to go with reopening and stuff, you know. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah. So you're from New Orleans, right?
We're based in New Orleans and also Houston, Texas. So okay.
It's quite far away, right?
It's about a 5-hour drive between the two. So,
what, Texas? if we drive 5 hours, we're gonna be in Paris, which is the capital of France, mm-hmm. And it seems like it's the longest trip you can have. Because it's a very small country, but for you guys, I guess it's just like a normal thing to drive for 5 hours. And
Texans are particularly a strange breed for a lot of different reasons, but driving is definitely one of them. I mean we'll go to Austin on the weekend, which is 2.5 hours. We don't have a good train system at all. I wish we did, but yeah, I was doing a lot of work in New Orleans and living there part time, and fell in love with the town, and that's where Metalloid really got started. And And then my girl and I, like, we'll run down to New Orleans over a weekend. So it's just, yeah. But there are people, you know, the people on the East Coast and especially in, like, the New England area, too, that I think we're nuts as well. You know, you'll drive through 3-4 states in a 5-hour period most of the time, but you can drive 12 hours in Texas and you're still not outside of Texas, so...
Is it that big?
It from one end to the other. When you cross the Louisiana border into Texas, there's an El Paso sign that I think is like 870 miles. I don't know how that is in kilometers.
Oh wow!
But it's
that's huge.
It's a stretch. So
yeah, it is. One state is as big as our country, the whole country.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could fit France and Belgium and Germany and maybe even a couple other.
Yeah, they're really small.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting, but yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of a part of our culture. We just cruise around and deal with it. And so yeah, it's like we won't think about it twice, you know, to run to Dallas, which is a 4-hour drive from Houston, for a show.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of bounce around. So yeah, I was really impressed with y'all's EP. Is that your first release?
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah.
How long have?
So yeah,
did
all the music basically, and composed everything, and I just put some lyrics and singing on it. And but yeah, it was more fun at the beginning, I guess.
Yeah. And we are really good friends. And it was a test if we can work together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just started for because we're friends, and he said, "Oh yeah, I wanna put on some Doom stuff. Do you wanna sing on it?" I'm like, yeah, why not? And and that's it.
Awesome. So, well, it works really well. Y'all have a really good sound.
Thanks. We're glad you like it.
How long have you been just playing instruments and singing?
I play music since I was a child. I have a few band. Just one another is active now. It's in a dark folk band. And Julie?
And, I don't know. I had a few bands before, but it was mostly studio bands with friends. And but I started in high school, like most of us, I guess. And just playing like covers with friends, and I was 15 maybe, and then I had post rock band, dark folk band, a few other projects who didn't really come together, and now I'm working on a side project, which is like a primitive shamanic stuff.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know if we're going to do anything with it. We're just like randomly experimenting together.
Yeah.
But this is, I guess this is the, for me, this is the first, which is the most, I don't know, which goes so far. It's this. I never really worked on something really seriously. It was mostly just for playing with friends before, and now it seems like really serious stuff, and it's really fun.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, what got you all into music to begin with? What inspired you? What were you listening to that made you want to, you know, pick up a guitar or sing or...
Oh, I don't know.
This is a really interesting question, actually. I don't know. I guess you have stuff to say or to express, whatever the way. And I don't know. I think it's the main thing with any artistic stuff is like you. At the beginning, I think it's like you have something inside you that you want to express and that you need to express in whatever the way, and pick something that, I don't know, that feels good or that feels right. And I think that's it. It's just like an inner feeling of trying to take something from within and try to make something beautiful with it, even if it's like dark stuff or, I don't know, emotions, like preoccupations of I don't know, yeah.
No, that it makes total sense. So I feel very similarly with wanting to produce artwork. I'm a musician, and I also am a visual artist. I do photography, cool. And I paint, and my mom is a professional painter.
Yeah, cool.
And actually, that's one of her first pieces when she was like 10 right there. But
we don't see it, actually.
Oh, you don't?
We don't see it on the screen.
Oh, weird.
We see just the cupboard behind you, but we don't see the piece of art.
Oh, huh. That's strange. But yeah, it's just wanting to create. It's one of those things that it is hard to explain and kind of put your finger on, you know, to other people and stuff. But it's interesting when you talk about it because I, you know, personally, I understand what you're talking about and feel the same way.
Yeah, I guess it's at the beginning. I'm not sure you're asking yourself the question why you do it.
Right.
From my point of view, it's more like you need to do something with what you have inside you,
mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to find ways of expressing that, or just releasing it from your mind or from your heart, and it takes different paths, but. I guess at the beginning, you don't even ask yourself the question.
Right.
It's not about trying to be like the cool kids, or it's mostly like, yeah, I don't know what to do with what I have inside me, so maybe I can transform it, like in alchemy, you know, it's like in alchemy, sorry.
Maybe for me, I think I need to prove me I can release and compose a song alone, you know, all the instruments, all the music. I mm-hmm. think I need to prove it to myself, and now I'm really proud Julie joined the project. And she's shy, but you must check her tattoo artist work.
Thanks.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so what is in your personal rotation now of what you're listening to? Just outside of your own project.
A lot of stuff. A lot of different stuff.
Maybe for me, I'm old, so so old school Swedish death metal, like,
oh yeah,
and Tom Dismember. That's my primal influence, I think, and the early Peaceville scene, Paradise Lost, Anathema, My Dying Bride, and recently the Polish doom scene is great, Top Lord, Belzebong.
Mm-hmm.
Polish?
Poland.
Okay. I didn't even know they were Polish. Yeah, well, for me, it's like it really depends on the mood of the day, actually. But it can go to ambient, post rock, death metal. Not really death, but mostly black metal, doom, dark folk. It really depends on the mood of the day, but it can basically go from, I don't know, Dead Can Dead to Ulver or Dark Throne or, I don't know, Mgwa, Shamash, a lot of various stuff.
Yeah, no, very cool. What are you into? I'm in both of y'all's boats. You know, it depends on my mood and it depends on where I am. If I'm battling traffic on the freeway, a lot of times it's Entombed or Bolt Thrower, or I love old school Swedish death metal, Grave, and then there's a lot of new school death metal that's been coming out, like Gate Creeper. Yeah. And Creeping Death. They're out of Dallas and they're awesome. If you haven't heard them yet, they just released a full album in September. That's really good. And then some of the newer, like, crossover stuff, like Power Trip and things like that. And then I'll go into, you know, Slayer and the Big Four, and I really like German thrash metal too. Tankard and Voivod and Sodom, and then if I'm feeling chill, if I'm chilling out, you know, I'll listen to Mastodon, or Monolord. I listen to a bunch, a lot of the doom stuff. I mean, old school and new school stuff. Like I really like Vokonos. Trying to think. Who else comes into my rotation? I mean, Acid King and Electric Wizard and, of course, like Sleep and Ohm and High on Fire. And I'm a big fan of Matt Pike and what he does with the guitar and his vocals. And so my all-time favorite band is Motorhead. So that's kind of a good combination of a lot of genres that I'm into. So I listen to that a lot, but yeah, I love Dead Kennedys and the Ramones and it just kind of goes on and on. Black Flag, you know. It just depends if I'm feeling chilled out or if I'm wanting to get amped up or if I'm having to like plow through a project or if I'm hanging out with my girl or. You know, she's really big into the industrial scene. So she likes Ministry and Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails and Tool and A Perfect Circle and stuff like that. So she loves that stuff. And I like it too. So like we'll listen to a lot of that when we're together. So all over the place. Good stuff. Yeah, I just enjoy heavy music.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good.
That's good. When I'm thinking it depends a lot when I'm working, tattooing. Mm-hmm. It's like it really depends on the projects I'm on and the customer and they, I don't know, their minds and if I'm doing heavy black stuff, it's gonna be like really brutal music and really speed, so I can be like super efficient. And yeah. Sometimes it's just like a cute girl, like she wants flowers and stuff like that. So like you have to calm down a bit and do some like dark folkish stuff. So
yeah,
she won't be traumatized at the end of the day.
So Indigo Raven. Is the two of you? Is there anyone else in the project, or is it? That's awesome.
Not really.
Very cool. Yeah, y'all have produced a big sound.
Yeah, he does really really cool working sound.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty.
No, it's very cool. Yeah, and I love how the vocals come in too. You know, with the reverberation that you have on it and stuff, It creates an atmosphere, the music that y'all have produced.
Cool.
We We Are Just a Friend on one song, which is an amazing singer. He's really shy on the last song of the EP. Yeah, there are male vocals, just a little part. He's really shy.
He's a really good singer, but yeah, he's afraid of singing in front of people, I guess. So he just made appearances in one song. But yeah, I don't know. I would like him to do more, I guess, because. But he needs a lot of time to put things together and to be proud of it. So it's really hard on himself, I guess.
Yeah, maybe we try to talk to him.
Maybe.
Get it out of him quicker.
How did you find us? How did you come to listen to it?
I sent him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, he sent me the Bandcamp link, and I listened to it, and then I saw that y'all were on Spotify too, and yeah, just really, it's just fits right into my wheelhouse of what I enjoy listening to, so then that's when I threw out there, I was like, hey, you want to do an interview and just talk about your music and what y'all are into and all that, and so here we are.
That's cool. That's so cool. This is the first time for me. I don't know for you.
In video, yes.
Yeah.
For me too. Yeah. Really used to. We are not too
no. Yeah. I was a bit afraid just before. I was like, I don't know. It's weird. Will we be able to? To have a real conversation in English with a guy like at the other side of the planet.
Right.
It's kind of, yeah. This is really fun.
It's different, but yeah, they have been fun. They've been a lot of fun doing on my end because I am able to talk to people that I wouldn't be normally able to talk to. So I mean, it's interesting how. You know, it's a terrible thing, the pandemic that's going on, and it's interesting how some really neat things are coming out of it, like this was totally spurred on because all of the concerts were canceled, and so I couldn't go and photograph anything, and then I'm checking in with friends and stuff, and we were all trying to figure out how to stay in touch a little bit better. And then through work, we've been doing Zoom meetings. And then I got the idea. I was like, well, why don't I just start hitting up a few bands and honestly, just kind of check in with everyone, see how people are doing around the world, you know, because everyone is affected by this and everyone's affected differently. And we can also talk about music and stuff that we're into and just kind of chill out for a minute and have a good time. And so yeah, it's been cool. And so along the way, it's like, yeah, I'm meeting new people all around the world and it's interesting. And what's really been interesting about it is that we all have like a similar chord that we're all connected by, with music and creating and it's from what I've experienced, it's universal. So it doesn't matter where we come from.
It's a really, really nice way of connecting and sharing with people. It's a really nice thing that you put on this because, yeah, we feel a bit disconnected, I guess, generally. And globally, all around the world, and it's not just about the pandemic. It's like a disease that's been—I don't know. It feels like a disease that human beings are more and more disconnected from one another, and it's really, really sad. And yeah, the thing you're doing, like. Talking to people and connecting and it's a nice thing to remember. To that yeah, we can share things in the music, or like you said, just chilling and just talking, and it's a really nice thing. It feels like, yeah, when we're not just sheep, we're not just like random strangers. We can bond, you know, whatever the distance, whatever the country, whatever the culture, we can find a way to connect through music, for example, like this. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, it is really cool. Well, and that's the thing that I've always found going to concerts all around the country, you know, and it's like, if I'm going to a concert and don't know anyone, I will come out with a few people that I'll have a beer with afterwards and hang out and start talking to, you know, and stuff. I mean, I've always wound up making friends through music, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's really strange because I was a teenager without internet. And I know the time of it sounds like I'm a dinosaur.
Ages ago.
I know the time of tape trading with bands all around the world. And I feel really more connected during this time. And I feel the mode of consumption really strange, actually, you know? We are internet, and I saw that with my kids. I have two teenagers, and they consume music really strangely. They pick one song here, one song here, one song. They don't try to catch the ears of a record. They only pick music. It's really strange. For me, a record is artwork, music, lyrics, producer. It's a global way of, and kids are strange now.
I've noticed the same thing.
Yes,
I wouldn't say that. I've noticed the same thing. I remember before there was an internet, you know, and you would only hear things from bootleg tapes. And, you know, like when I first heard of Swedish death metal, it was like, it was almost like folklore. You know, I hadn't actually heard it yet. I had heard Cannibal Corpse and Obituary and all these other bands and death. And I was just like, what is it? You know, like we were just kind of waiting for it to come over here. And every now and then someone would have a tape that sounded awful because it had been dubbed so many times and stuff, and you were literally writing people across the world, you know, to exchange. It was really cool, and I think it's interesting though, because there are a lot of us that are still kind of carrying that torch into the digital world, and also the younger generations aren't. They're a little more all over the place with what they want to listen to and when they want to listen to it and stuff. And I still enjoy pulling out records and stuff. It is a piece of art, you know, especially when you pull out a vinyl, just the sheer size and being able to see the liner notes and read the lyrics and see the printing and all the artwork and stuff. And all the new vinyls now with all the different pours that they're doing and stuff. And it's just cool. It's neat and it's fun. And I also love Spotify because it's right there on my phone and I can take all of it with me in the car, you know? So I don't
it's
know.
It's easier.
What's that?
It is easier with Spotify and iTunes and stuff
right.
like that.
Well, and it's how I discover some bands too, you know? I've been embracing the technology along with really appreciating the old technology as well.
I remember the first time when I discovered like black metal and stuff like that. I was a teenager, I was in high school, and I remember that I went regularly to the library to borrow some books and to borrow some CDs. Well, I didn't. Tapes were out of it at this time, but I listened to CDs and I borrowed a CD of Marduk, and it was the first time I ever listened to this kind of song, and I put it in my stereo, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I've never listened to anything like that. I didn't even understand what these guys were doing. And it was just like random noise, and it took me a while to understand it. And the CD was like had scratches on it, so and the quality was really bad. But it was fun to I didn't know what it was. I just looked at the artwork, and I was like, "Wow, this it looks really dark. I'm probably gonna like it." And I was like completely stunned, like, "Wow, what the hell is this?" And then it took a while to understand the music, the universe, and then go deeper into this kind of stuff. But yeah, it was like from my first experience of aggressive stuff, and I remember it well. My mom hated it, of course.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with black metal as well. Well, my cousin actually turned me on to thrash metal at a very young age. And I bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, I loved it. I loved the sound of it. I love all the technicality. And then I found Motorhead actually after I was introduced to like Metallica and Slayer and Pantera and stuff like that. And then, black metal was like, oh, well, it was another one of those deals where it's like you kind of hear about and I didn't really have access to it until later on, and then was able to have a similar reaction to what you did, but then really appreciate it. You know, really come to appreciate a lot of it. Like, I love Dark Throne. I listen to them all the time. So, I think their latest album is really good.
I didn't listen to it.
It's a touch thrashy.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh.
It's good. It's like, it's Dark Throne, but it's like just a step slowed down. Like, it's a good, like, jam album. The whole thing. So,
okay.
So it's like a jam album to me of Dark Throne. You know, I mean, it's still Dark Throne. So, but yeah, and Gorgoroth and stuff, and I think Behemoth actually opened up a lot of people to black metal. You know, with their style and all the iconography and stuff, they kind of seem to make it mainstream.
We have a funny conversation today. They cover a forest from The Cure. I'm a huge fan of post rock and gothic rock, and damn, it's shit is awful.
Is it?
Oh. He sent me the video clip, and he said that I don't know, but I think Robert's just probably like moving in his grave just from listening to this shit. But I really like it. I'm really fan of Behemoth, but yeah, maybe it wasn't the best one. And you know the guy from Shining was singing in it. I don't know if you listened to this song, but so yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
A guest, and I don't know.
It's awful.
Well, we all have to explore. Well, so what plans do y'all have for Indigo Raven? Or are you just kind of feeling it out and seeing how it rolls out?
Well, he already worked on new songs to try to make an album. So I guess we are working on an album now.
Cool.
And so we wrote like four songs now, and I didn't do anything yet. I have to work on it, but I think we
try to work more together. We have time. For the EP, I do music, she do lyrics, but on your own. we try to work more together.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to play, like actually play, but we kind of discussing it for now because we're just the two of us, and you know, when you have to bond with new people and feel like the and a kind of osmotic energy to play together, it's really important. And so
it's complicated.
It's complicated to find people, not only musicians, but people, like humans, with whom you can share something and feel the same way and
absolutely
understand each other. So
yeah, I want to have session musician and being a dictator. We'll play this. No. Maybe we have time.
You're old. We don't have that much time.
Yes.
Don't want to play at this game with your grandpa.
Oh. Do it's great for grandpa. It's slow. I could check my singing in here. I will catch a beer. You want some coming?
Yeah.
You will, yeah?
Oui. Oui. He went to catch some beers. Maybe it's not time for you, but it's time for us to have one.
It's time in France.
Yep. So how long have you been doing this stuff? Like, not only interviewing, but checking with artists and bands? And
well, I've been doing the interviews I started really just in the last month or two doing it this way. And we've been producing in Metalloid for a little over a year now for the magazine. And now we're on, we were going to go to print actually at the beginning of the year, and then the pandemic hit. And so we haven't gotten to print yet, but we're online and we're on Spotify and YouTube and all of the social media threads and stuff. And I, my background is in photography and fine art. So I've been shooting, bands for, geez, I don't know. I guess about 10 years now. I've been photographing concerts for other magazines and also writing articles and stuff and doing interviews then. And then got to a point where I was like, well, why don't I start doing this for myself, you know, and start covering
sounds like a good idea.
Why don't I start covering more bands that I want to cover and talk about, you know, music that I want to talk about. And so we have a small team that we're working on producing as much content as we can, and then we're trying to expand it with some other bloggers and people that can write articles really all over the world. Because I really like to know, you know, what's going on, and everyone has a scene. And all the scenes are similar, which is cool. But they have their differences as well, just geographically and culturally and stuff. And so it's interesting to talk to people that are all over the place, and also just to talk about the creative process and what music you're listening to, and, you know, just the stuff that we talked about and you just kind of wind up making friends along the way. So, and listening to cool music.
So, sounds like a dream life.
Well, we're trying.
You know, when you're a kid and you're like, oh, what do you want to do when you grow up? And at this time, when you say, I think I want to interview some bands and listen to music and do pictures and concerts, like, yeah, whatever, you're going to do that for a living. And that's what you're doing. That's really, really, really nice. It's like, an accomplishment that you can be proud of, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, no, I am proud of it, and I'm proud that I have a good group of people around me for support, and yeah, I really enjoy not only talking to people, but I enjoy showing someone that may not have heard of a particular band somewhere else, you know, to where then they have a discovery, I think, you know, a lot about when I was younger and stuff and how exciting it was to find a new band. And it's still exciting to find a new band. You know, I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, it's really kind of what keeps me going is music all around, and just keeps me wanting to do different things and keep moving forward.
So you're a graphic designer as well, you said?
I do a little bit of graphic design. It's mainly I'm photography, video, and then I paint. I haven't painted in a while, actually, but I was pursuing that pretty hard for a good long while, and had a few one man shows, and it's good and it's fun, and I kind of I don't know, got tired of it. It's a lot of work. So, even though I work a ton all the time, but I don't know. I think I got a little tired of it because I would sell work and I would be in galleries here and there and stuff, and it was all fun and good. And I really want to create like pieces that are that would be like, you know, 3 meters by 9 meters. You know, like big stuff.
Really big.
Yeah. And it's stuff I can do, but then it winds up, where do you put it? So, so
yeah.
My dad was actually talking to me the other day, and he was like, well, instead of painting on canvas, why don't you paint on, marine grade plywood that can be outside, and just start like filling in sections of the fence and stuff. And I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. So I might start picking that up just as a start listening to, because I would always listen to music, and the music would always influence, you know, the look of the painting and stuff. Yeah. And so I might start picking that up again here pretty soon.
Cool. That's good news.
Yeah. Well, and you're a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been working?
5 years.
You must send a lot of American customers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
I'm an American customer.
Do you specialize in a style, or do you do a little bit of everything?
No, I'm specialized in, I don't know, heavy black stuff, I guess. I'm working with a guy who does a lot of full blacks,
mm-hmm.
And they heal perfectly, and it's really smooth, and just does one pass, and it looks like velvet. And so he taught me a lot of stuff, like technical stuff and graphic stuff as well. And I'm trying to focus more on heavy black, but primal, primitive stuff that you can find origins in all over the world, whatever the country, whatever the culture. You can find this primitive style, and you can find that a lot of them connects with each other. If you take, like, I don't know, Aboriginal pictures or in Europe, like Neanderthal paintings on the walls and stuff like that, or Native American Indian stuff as well. There's a guideline in between all of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm trying to understand that better, feel like something universal in between all of these cultures,
mm-hmm.
and try to make it appear on skin.
I send you her Instagram.
Okay, cool, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely send it to me. Yeah, spirals are in a lot of different cultures and stuff. Yeah. I have. I don't know if you can see it or not.
Which one? Oh, yeah, the spiral. Yeah. That one.
For some reason, that one was kind of like, it's looking like a oblong, kind of looking weird. So. But yeah, cool. Yeah, definitely.
Spirals, or you have dots, or you have, I don't know, like the sand wheel as well,
mm-hmm.
or hand printing, or it's there's a lot of common stuff everywhere, actually, all around the continents. And so, yeah, and it's really connected with what I do in my other band, which is also about primitive stuff. It's like connecting to something in your guts that you can feel and don't even know where it comes from. It's like animal instinct somehow. I don't know why, but I feel really attracted to this kind of stuff, like in music, in designs, and in spirituality. So
Very cool. That's awesome.
I don't know why, but we are in South France. It's really sunny, and we have a really good black work scene here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great tattoo artists. We do massive black work really well. I don't know why, because weather, it's cool here.
Yeah, people shouldn't be depressed, you know, but apparently they are.
Yeah, well, generally I'm not depressed, but I do like to listen to music and the iconography and, you know, everything. Yeah, all the stuff that I'm into is not particularly sunny, so. Well, very cool. Well, I appreciate y'all so much for taking the time out of your day and talking, hanging out.
Yep.
And yeah, definitely send me some links. I want to see some of your work.
Yeah, I would like to see your work too as well.
Definitely, yeah.
If you have anything to show.
Yeah, yeah. No, I cool. do. Yeah, well, we have each other's emails now, so I'll send you some stuff also.
Yeah.
Okay, and we have a good scene in Toulouse here, a good doom scene. I'll send you a link of other good band, like Death Bell, Witch Trot Serpent.
Cool.
Yeah, they're bands from Toulouse, and yeah, maybe you like it as well.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Well, I have to bring my girl, and we'll come over and visit France and check out the doom scene and get tattooed.
Please. So. Please do come.
Awesome.
When we're able to, of course.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whenever it happens, hopefully sooner than later.
And he will be back in USA with Blackhorn.
Yeah.
Things can happen.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, it was great talking to y'all.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, well, no, thank you all.